Eric, I feel like you've been very critical about search engines lately.
I am critical of search, Dan. What do you mean?
Well, I feel like, you know, they can't be better because the content out there isn't dynamic enough.
Oh, so you're saying that if somebody's looking for, like, a comparison of cars, the best a search engine can do is to take you to a spam article, because that's the closest you're going to get.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, I'm with you. I agree, too. Mm-hmm. But all you're really talking about is just the limitation of just looking for text. I think what we're both trying to think about is how do you go and take the knowledge that's out there, you know, from two people who've driven a couple different cars and be able to bring it together, right? Be able
right.
to compare them.
Right. So it seems like this problem kind of stems from this segmented web that was built, you know, everyone's using WordPress and just publishing page after page.
Right.
And no one's kind of putting it together.
Yeah, I mean, you could even go deeper, and you could say that the problem is anyone that's been doing reviews, you know, the person who maybe has driven the most cars ever, maybe has driven 500 cars, you know, something like maybe 3,000 or 4,000 that you'd want to compare and choose the best of, it has that same limitation.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, not to put in the obvious product plug, but I think we're at that part of the audio boo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's something that Picamole's been built around, this idea that you're going to get reviews from a lot of people, priorities from a lot of people, and be able to find the places where someone's used more than one as a point of direct comparison, and then learn and grow from that.
So how do, like, the way search engines kind of are now, how do they evolve to that point to cater to that emerging need of comparison?
I mean, it has to be a big break. It has to be. It's a fundamentally different approach. Because instead of looking for a matching search string, you're starting to instead take a huge corpus of knowledge, and you're trying to actually make meaning of it, and trying to give back meaning. It's trying to put together expert systems. You know, it's interesting. Early on in the course of the web, people started talking about this idea of user agents or shopping agents that would go out and would read about products for you and come back and then, you know, knowing your preferences, choose the right thing. I think that idea of a smart agent, that isn't actually how the web's grown out. The amount of work required is just too large. But you do see the emergence of smart sites like Picamole, that are pulling together all the facts and giving people a chance to prioritize those facts and choose.
So it seems like we're kind of blazing quite the trail here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's to go and say again, you know, we say search engines because that's what people are using. And that phrase decision engine, which we might like to have, has really been taken again to mean search. What we're really trying to say is we're trying to say user agents. We're trying to say sites that care about the user and give good advice. And as long as the search engines are run by companies that are selling advertising, I don't know why that's going to happen or how.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.